And we continue more of the Coach's Show. We're going to talk all Schwamigan boys basketball. And Coach Tollickson is with us from the boys team. Coach, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
We're doing all right. It's always can be a good thing and a bad thing when you get a break like this in the middle of the season. Maybe the break from a couple of games isn't too bad, but getting the kids into practice can be a little troublesome sometime. But sometimes the break isn't a bad thing, right?
Yeah, just a couple of days off here because of the weather. Obviously, I think that'd be a good thing for us. Just kind of gather ourselves a little bit, rest the legs. I'm hoping that'll be a good thing for us. Get back to practicing tomorrow.
Yeah, you were supposed to have Hurley coming in tonight for a big youth night. Do we have a rescheduled date on that yet, Coach, or are we still working on that?
We're still working on that. We have an idea, but I will let you know when we get that confirmed. It'll probably get pushed to February.
Yeah, that youth program. Let's talk a little bit about, before we talk about your team, that youth program is always a good place to build the program, and you got a good number of kids out having a good time and a good experience playing basketball, right?
Yeah, we have our Little Eagles, we call it, which is our 4YK through second grade. We kind of made a change this year to our youth program. So our youth program consists of 4YK, kindergarten, first and second, and that's ran by Mr. Patterson and his sisters, Hammy Bay and Brandon Bay and myself. But they really take the lead on it, and they do that on some Saturdays. And it's just a 7 or 8 Saturdays this winter. And then we have our 3rd through 6th grade boys and girls playing up in Ashland in the new, it's the 3rd year in that Ashland League. And so 2nd or 3rd year. But that's been a really good experience for us. We got three boy teams playing up there in 3rd through 6th grade, and 3 girls teams as well. So we had quite a few kids out for that, and we got a lot of parent coaches helping with that. So that's been a really positive thing for the program.
All right, jumping ahead to your season so far. The competition, of course, every year it seems like it's tougher and tougher. You've had some tough you never know when you schedule these non-conference games a few years ahead of time, but teams like, the Ladysmiths and the Camerons that are really strong this year on your non-conference style. The schedule's been tough, but your team has had some really close games, especially early in the year, and I'm sure you're hoping that that'll build a little character as we head toward tournament time, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we just feel like, each night is never really get a break, but I don't think you really want that anyway. You want to be competitive every night. You want to play tough teams. And, right away with Spencer and then a game we felt we should have, we were right there. And Marathon played extremely well and ended up losing by 3. And then, Assumption, we didn't play good the first half, and second half we cut it to 4, and then Phillips was a real tight game, and just all very good competitive games and really good programs. So, the first 6-7 games was really a battle. Then we had some games were a little more lopsided with the Prentice, Ladysmith, and Cameron, which are 3 very good teams and programs, and then got that big win at Athens. But yeah, we feel like we play a good half or a good 20 minutes, and we have some stretches where we just don't execute and stuff, but we do a lot of good things. We're happy with where we're at here. We just keep working and trying to put it all together by tournament time.
Yeah. What kind of challenge does it provide? You're not a deep team this year, so there's guys that are seeing a lot of floor time, and sometimes some years just provide that to coaches. So what kind of challenge does that provide to you trying to be strategic and keeping the kids, keeping their strength up and keeping, because playing a whole game's tough sometimes, isn't it, Coach?
Yeah, for sure. We have 8 juniors. We consider our varsity of 8 juniors. And then, we have 1 sophomore and 5 freshmen in the entire program, 14 guys. So, we got a freshman playing a little varsity time now, a little bit here, but in Sean Morgan. But it's tough at times, but, we're kind of getting a better hold on the rotation and, how we want to do things there. We really start with defensively. So guys that can come in and contribute and defend and rebound is really what we look for a lot. But yeah, it's been a challenge. Plus we want to keep our JV program going in the right direction. So we want to make sure that that program and those guys get their opportunities too. So for right away we were just suiting 6 guys. Now we're suiting 7 down on the JV with a couple guys just playing a half of JV. So It's challenging at times, but I think, just kind of working together, talking to the guys and, and communicate with them and them giving us their feedback has been really productive as well.
And it is an advantage for you when you have a player like Cooper Mikulski. I mean, the other teams know that he's very hard to stop, so that's kind of their key. So your other players filling in around that and hitting a few threes here and there is key for you, I'm sure, because that teams are going to be looking to shut down Cooper, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Cooper is just so athletically gifted and works so hard. He's always wanting to be in the gym. He's always in the gym, and he just, he's kind of that next guy in our program to help be that type of leader. So yeah, the things that Cooper can do is just, it's just phenomenal. And a lot of us are just, we have big eyes sometimes the things that he can do in a basketball game. But yeah, he's we really ride with him. But along with Cooper, as Marcus Purdy has really came into his own, playing just phenomenal basketball as our point guard. Excuse me. And those two guys, along with Jared Heckendorf, Jared just gets to the rim and finishes so well at the rim, and he's our best defender. We put Jared on the other team's best offensive player most games. So, those three guys, along with Antonio Petzl, is our kind of our core four there. And then Antonio Petzl hits, some big shots, big threes, along with Marcus and Cooper, and then Jared, just getting to the rim. We feel like our strength is getting to the rim. And then, our role, our four guys who come in, Mason Bohokie is super athletic, is really starting to gain some confidence, and he can really shoot it. And then Dominic Seabury, Norson Rodriguez, and Ian Schlayer as well, along with Sean Morgan. So yeah, we have moments where we really play as a team. We really talk about that a lot. We really emphasize, making the extra pass, being unselfish, and getting the ball moving and trying to get into the rim. We feel that's our strength. And then when we get those open looks, we really can shoot it. But we struggled to shoot from three at the beginning of the year, and now the last couple of games, we're getting some better looks, we feel, and we're starting to knock those shots down.
Yeah, and looking at the schedule coming up, you've got some games that appear to be all going to be competitive and gettable. I mean, you have the potential of getting a few here, and I'm not saying these teams are bad, but they're going to be real competitive teams at Newman. Phillips-Shawamigan rivalry is always good. At Flambeau, you got Prentice at home, Stratford at home, so tough games, but I think you and the kids probably see that opportunity to get a few here and improve that seeding as we head toward tournament time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, any game, any opponent we have, we never feel that we're, just in talking with the guys and we watch film or, just, in practice, we never feel that we're out of it. We feel we can compete with anybody. And the guys understand, it's just those little things that sometimes go unnoticed, the turnovers and, rebounding and those things that, we just work on a lot, and then obviously having to score. But yeah, we're excited. We're excited about Friday night, Newman, and obviously Phillips is always a great game and coaching in that program. So we're excited. We just we want to keep working hard, and the guys work so hard. Our guys are very, I mean, we have some pretty intense practices, I feel, and the guys, they really, it's fun. Even though we're 3-10, these guys are all in. They're bought in. We talk about that a lot. They talk about being a team and relying on each other. And so these guys really have worked hard and they get it. And the great thing is we don't lose anybody to next year. We have no seniors. So, I'm really proud of how these kids have really come together as a team.
Yeah, no matter what that seed is going to tournaments, I was talking with Coach Ring about that before you came on the air from Phillips, and this is a section for basketball going into tournaments that there's not any teams that you're like, ooh, they're just an exceptional team, and there's not any teams that you can say, ooh, they're a bad team. Everybody, there are going to be some real competitive games, no matter if you're a 2 or 3 seed or a 13 seed when it comes to tournament time.
Yeah, I agree with you. We've been looking at it. I looked at it throughout the year quite a bit, looking at it now, and I feel the same way. And Mr. Patterson has done a great job, our athletic director, of everybody in our sectional we play this year except one. We don't have Colby on the schedule, but everybody else is on their schedule. So we're gonna see everybody in the regular season. I think that's a positive thing for us too. So yeah, it should be fun. Getting that draw and see where you're at. And but if we can put some games together here throughout the
Yeah.
last 11 games of the season, will be big for us.
Talk about who helps you out. I know you mentioned Mr. Patterson with the youth. Who else is involved with helping with the program this year?
Well, yeah, Mr. Patterson now with the youth, and then our youth coaches, We got Gabe Zilke, coaches our third and fourth grade, and his son plays down there. And then we have Rich Hughley and Robert Hahn, Doug Purdy and Dave Larson all coach our fifth and sixth graders because we have two teams there. And then Adam Hoffman and Doug Purdy coach our seventh and eighth grade Travin League in the GNBL. And then I got Michael Zilke is a first year JV basketball coach, a young guy that is, just basically came back this way. He's from the area, from Glidden, and he's coaching his first year of basketball and with the JV boys, and he's a lot of fun. The guys really enjoy getting to know him, and he brings a lot of energy. Being a just a first year coach, and he's very intuitive and wants to be there. Works hard, loves just having extra sessions, open gyms, and so having him is a really important part of our program.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you for all the work you do with the kids and your passion for the game. Good luck to you, and we'll look forward to following the Screaming Eagles for the rest of the season. Thanks for your time, Coach.
Thank you, Joel. We appreciate it.